This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Syrians are looking to us in their hour of need, and we cannot let them down. Those were the words of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the end of an international conference in Syria held in Tunisia yesterday. She says the dozens of countries represented at the conference are united in their demands that President Bashar al-Assad must allow much-needed aid to get into his people and silence his guns or face more isolation and pressure. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, there's a lot of debate about what other steps countries in the region could take.
Secretary Clinton came away from a hectic day of meetings with more tough words for Bashar al-Assad and a message for those supporting him.
They're continuing to kill their brothers and sisters is a stain on their honor. Their refusal to continue this slaughter will make them heroes in the eyes of not only Syrians, but people of conscience everywhere. They can help the guns fall silent.
She says there are signs that people around Assad are hedging their bets. Many of them, she says, did not sign up to slaughter people. The gathering of the so-called Friends of Syria group was meant in part to send signals to those around Assad to defect and to countries like Russia and China to stop giving the Syrian leader diplomatic cover.
It is just despicable. And I ask, whose side are they on? They are clearly not on the side of the Syrian people. And they need to ask themselves some very hard questions about what that means for them as well as the rest of us.
The Syrian National Council, which Clinton calls a legitimate voice for Syrians, came to the conference in Tunisia to lay out its vision of a post-Assad Syria. One council member is Kamal Al-Abwani, who spent 10 years as a political prisoner in Syria and now lives in exile. He says the plan is to form an inclusive government.
We speak about a new history for all the territory, for Middle East, new history, this revolution promising to change everything.
And he says the opposition needs all the help it can get. While the talk in Tunisia was formally about humanitarian aid, Lapwani says the idea of arming the opposition was the talk of the corridors.
On the tables we speak about peaceful support, but under tables we always ask something different. If you want to be active, you have to close your eyes about smuggling weapons through Syria. You have to give the green light to the states around Syria to let the smugglers take weapons inside Syria. What we need is this.
The host of the meeting, Tunisia's foreign minister, says shipping in arms is risky, but Saudi Arabia's foreign minister called it an excellent idea. Secretary Clinton stayed focused on the consensus issue that Assad needs to allow in aid and says no one wants a prolonged conflict. But activists say there is a need for safe corridors so people can flee and aid can get in. Stephanie Brancaforte is an activist with an organization called Avaz, which has been working with citizen journalists in Syria and trying to bring in supplies.
The real test for this conference is when the bombs stop falling and the ambulances and the humanitarian aid starts arriving in the besieged cities.
For now, she says, she hears only troubling news.
It's an absolutely desperate situation. I mean, families can't flee. When they do, they're shot by snipers. You know, children are being killed. Children are having to bury their parents.
Secretary Clinton announced an additional $10 million in U.S. humanitarian aid for Syrians and promised more to come. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tunis.